Welcome back into the ESPN West Palm Orange Bowl ACC kickoff days presented by Duffy's here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Happy to be joined by our next guest, Mr. Reliable. I'm looking at your stat sheet. You are Mr. Reliable, and you made me look bad, Matt. I'm going to break down the fourth wall. You got here before me. You were waiting on me, and there's no way someone of your talent level should ever be waiting on someone like me.
Well, hey, you know what? I was actually early. I was just telling this gentleman over here, I'm a very punctual guy, and you know, my last guy was he pushed me too far, so I went on to the next, and we're getting this kicked off a little early, so no worries.
Matt Bockhorst joins us here on ESPN 106.3. Name, image, and likeness. Everyone thinks quarterback, wide receiver, lineman. Are you guys getting the love you deserve?
The love we deserve, that's I guess subjective, but, we're getting some opportunities. I think that if you, are a guy who's marketed yourself or developed a brand, if you will, there's opportunities everywhere. And I was having a conversation earlier. It's not just, contingent upon social media following or kind of the traditional avenues that people might think would get you paid. I think that if you present yourself in a way that people can resonate with, and people enjoy, I think that's a whole other thing. And also being able to partner with companies that align with your values and things that might be a market that you can capture that others might not be able to. So there's definitely strategic ways to approach it, and I've tried to take advantage of those things. It's still early, but I'm excited to see how much I can capitalize on it for the little time I have left.
What are some of your interests? Just wondering where you would like to go with it, because everyone thinks differently. Some people think quick cash grab. Some people think you said, like, no, if my name's going on this and my image, my likeness, I want my values behind it. Me, I'd be like, all right, what's going to give me the most free food?
Yeah, well, obviously that's number one. That number one concern for a college lineman, when's the next meal coming? Most of the time it's provided, but when it's not, where is it coming from? So those are avenues that I've explored. Also, outside of football, I'm an avid fisherman, so I would love to be able to partner with companies like Hook or based in Charleston, Free Fly. So some of those brands that kind of align with what I like to do personally. So trying to get in there. But just like I said, being selective about who you want to partner with, and whether it's a social media post or otherwise, I think who you partner with is a reflection on you. And if you get into a situation where you're representing a company that might not align with who you are, then that could be a potentially sticky situation, whether now or down the road. So those are things to consider. And I think when the floodgates opened, everyone's just trying to get a piece. But as the, you know, the storm settles a little bit, I think guys are kind of have a clearer vision of what they want to do and what direction they want to go in.
Being an offensive lineman, you know, the glory isn't always there, but you talk to anyone who knows football and you ask them, what's the most important position to build a football team? They're going to tell you offensive line. How does that feel for you who's now playing offensive line at the highest level?
It's definitely, I would agree with that assertion. I think that any elite team is going to be built from the inside out, and that's on offense and defense. But specifically from an offensive standpoint, I think offensive line is an incredibly unique position in all of sports. You know, for example, in basketball, you have five guys on the floor at one time. In football, you have five offensive linemen among the 11 in total. So the amount of communication and cohesiveness you need to have as an offensive line is very unique, and it's something that requires a lot of trust and communication, as I said. So it's very unique. I take a lot of pride in it. I think that the lack of stats or accolades or whatever you want to say for an O-lineman, I think that that's something that you get used to. I kind of, at this point, kind of prefer it that way. I like being an O-lineman. I don't know. I don't want to score a touchdown. I don't really care.
Yes, you do. Yeah, there's got to be that dream deep down.
I mean, sure, you know, the token touchdown in the, but I mean, for me personally, like, it just doesn't do it for me. I'd rather just mash my head in every play.
I have Dabo next. Do you want me to bring it up?
I mean, well, you know,
I have a lot of pull with him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm sure. It's me too. you know, because last year he was going to put in a jumbo package with Jackson Carmen, who's second rounder of the Cincinnati Bengals. And I was the elder statesman, but he was going to put Jackson there because Jackson's bigger and more athletic, quote.
Yeah.
So things to keep in mind. But anyways, offensive line, like I said, very unique. It's something that I think O-linemen take pride in being an offensive lineman. And that's something that I think will resonate with us throughout our lives and whatever we do. And it's not about the accolades or the fans or people knowing your name or being in the spotlight. It's just the consistent work and all of that goes into it. So I really enjoyed it, and I wouldn't trade it for any other position.
Who's been nicer to you, running backs or quarterbacks? Because they both need – they're both lost. I mean, the whole team needs you, but they both need you.
I don't know. Nicer –
I mean, Trevor Lawrence just got it. You know, he just got drafted. I would have been like, all right, let's go retro pay here. Yeah. What you got?
Yeah. So, Trevor, if you're listening, we're a little south, but no, I mean, just in general, I mean, we've had some incredibly talented guys in our backfield. And when you're talking about Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, or now DJ, I mean, the guys that we get a block for, it's like unfair. You know, they make us look really good. You know, there's sometimes when we might not execute to the level at which we would like to, and those guys find a way. So we've been really lucky here at Clemson to be able to protect and block for guys like that, and I don't see it stopping anytime soon.
Look, again, going through your bio and following your career, like, you play a ton of snaps, and everyone's talking about college football playoff expansion, and you hear people talk about saying, well, the running back might get tackled more, the quarterback might get sacked more. Like, what about you guys every single play basically getting into either you want to describe it as a car accident or an MMA fight, whatever, either one, that's what you're doing. How do linemen feel about college expansion, or do you think it should be a shortened schedule if you're going to expand?
I would definitely say shortened schedule if expansion is inevitable, and in my opinion, I think that at some point it is. But you're absolutely right. I think that when you're talking about playing 80, 90, maybe 100 snaps if we're including field goal, it's a violent game, and especially a violent position. And we, as you mentioned, we play every play.
Yep.
Or very close to every play. And we're the ones that have the contact, the consistent contact against other really big guys. And so I'm not for playing more games. I mean, plain and simple, I think there's maybe conversations you could be have if it's incentivized, if there's a potential stipend added on to incentivize. But look, pro players play a lot of games, but pro players get paid a lot of money.
Yep.
And if we're going to talk about keep on going, like, I'm at a program where we have played 14, 15 games consistently throughout my career, not 12 or 13. And there's a difference.
And you're at a program that not only have you played, but you've played at the highest level on the biggest stages and generated probably more money than those pro teams.
Yeah, which that's a whole nother conversation, and you know,
I'm not trying to get in trouble. I'm just saying.
But I would agree that I think that if we're going to talk about that direction, which, you know what, if we're talking about expansion and all these things, like, what are we really talking about here? We're talking about a better fan experience and more money. And okay, more money for which side? And I've said this earlier. I'm in no way acting like a victim. I am incredibly fortunate the position that I've been in and had a wonderful experience, and I'm in no way saying that, you know what, I've been beat down on or got the short end of the stick. However, if we're going to talk about changing things or adjusting things, then let's talk about it. So there's things that can always be made better and developed and all of these things. So I think that there's a conversation to be had, but from a true expansion as to where we stand right now, I just don't think it's fair, and I don't think that once you see more teams outside of the top four playing 14, 15 games, I think you would see a lot more people disagree with it.
All of a sudden, they'd realize the dangers of playing the more games and how hard it is in your body. Matt, I appreciate you being so candid. I appreciate you joining us. Best of luck. Enjoy this, man. This is just, it's fun. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Good luck this season, and thank you so much. And all those fishing companies, get with Matt right away. Get on it early because, I mean, your personality. What do you want to do? Actually, you know what? I'm not wrapping up yet. What do you want to do post-football?
So, you know, it's funny. Here at Clemson, we're pretty unique in that we take a very holistic approach. And I was lucky enough to come from a background in a high school that academics were heavily focused on. And so I was able to come into Clemson. I have a degree in financial management. I'm currently pursuing my MBA. And my intention is after football to go into wealth management with, you know, any company that I see fit. But that's definitely my intention. I think that I have a unique experience in the fact that I have quite a few relationships with whether former teammates that play in the NFL or otherwise. I think that being a student athlete affords you particular opportunities to develop relationships with particularly influential or even wealthy people that other college students might not have the opportunity to do so. So in my opinion, I think that's kind of the direction in which I'm heading, and I feel like I can do very well. So that's kind of the direction, like I said, I think I'm heading in, and Clemson has afforded me so many opportunities, and really the reason I was able to find out that's what I wanted to do was through our program called Paul Journey, which is a leadership initiative that affords our players many opportunities outside of the field, whether it's career development, which is how I kind of fell into this. I was able to complete an internship with Merrill Lynch. There's also a personal growth aspect and a community service aspect as well. So it's a very holistic approach, as I mentioned, and so they kind of allow us to find ourselves outside the game of football. And, you know, if we just accept the statistics that most of us won't play pro ball despite our dreams and hopes, I think a lot of us are extremely well positioned following football. So whenever that time comes for me, I think I've got a great idea of what I want to do. And it's definitely become a passion of mine. So I want to go out there and compete and earn a spot.
Well, Matt, also, just so you know, just in the 10 minutes we've spent together, you're good with the microphone. So you, even when you're going to complete those dreams, and then if you want to stick around and not really work that hard, pick up the media end of things, do that for a little bit while you're doing your wealth management, and then you got everything. You still get to love the game without getting hit.
Well, hey, I certainly appreciate that, and who knows what's to come.
Matt Bockhorst, offensive lineman, Clemson, ESPN 106.3, ACC Media Days, brought to you by Orange Bowl and Duffy's. Matt, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Best of luck this season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.